Polyphonic Spree with Soldier Girl. And I've got Craig on the air from the Proclaimers. How are you doing today, Craig?
All right, very well.
Good to hear from you. So You Built Me Up is sort of a brilliant new sort of quite a pop punky single, I think. Yeah. It sounds like. What were you listening to when you went into the studio to make that? Because that's a bit different from I think from some of your older songs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was we wrote this album between probably November of 2013 and late last summer. Mm-hmm. I think that was about the third one that I wrote. We didn't have any kind of preconceptions about how it should sound, you know. We chose Dave Iringa to be the producer.
Yep.
Mainly because of the work he'd done on the Roger Daltrey and Wilco Johnson record. I think the sound on that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
He's a rock producer. We're definitely not a rock act, but we like the sound he got on that. And we wanted something that kind of, it was maybe a bit tougher sound than we've had in the last few records. Wanted to change it around a little bit, so that was it. You know, when I'm writing an album, I really listen to other stuff. You know, I think it kind of puts me off, takes me in a different direction. It's not like I try and not listen to anything, but I don't do much listening when I'm writing a record.
You don't do much listening when you listen to the record, no. Okay, so it was mainly kind of you just to focus on yourself, but obviously I think there's probably a bit of a Wilco Johnson influence in that track, isn't there?
There probably is, you know. The problem is, you know, we're like feel-good fans, you know, when we're teenager.
Yeah, it's great that he's well again as well. That's why it's amazing. So this is your 10th studio album now.
Yeah.
You've really been in it for since 1987, so as old as me.
Yeah.
In that sense. How does it differ? How does it feel going into the studio? How did it feel going in November to make, you know, what was your 10th album? How's that different from This Is The Story, which came out in 1987?
This Is The Story obviously was the very first album, and it was acoustic, you know. It was only me and Charlie and the guitar and the piano, you know, and tambourines, really. That was all that was on it. But I think the main thing now is that I think we're more relaxed in the studio.
Yeah.
Because we've made a lot of albums in the last kind of 15 years. The studio was never our favourite environment. Always felt a little bit uncomfortable there, you know. It was basically, we do this to write songs and to play them live, you know.
Sure.
Making records was not the absolute most favourite thing, you know. But I think the more you do it, you do become more relaxed. It becomes a little bit easier, and what we're always looking for is to try and get the best performance. I think if you're more relaxed in a studio, if you just need more records and you have more experience, then that becomes a bit easier.
Okay. So, and you always, I mean, your live performances are always extraordinary. How does it feel when you go out live now, still playing songs like Letter from America to a home crowd and 500 miles? I mean, does it, you know, when you brush those first chords off, does it still feel the same? Does it still give you the same buzz?
It does, maybe more than ever. I mean, I think this, when we do our own shows, they usually last about an hour and a half, and we'd probably do around about 24 songs all told.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 24, there's maybe 7-8 songs that we have to play every night that we
know,
you know. But the rest of them, you know, we rotate songs. This tour, I think, when we do the main tour, we'll be rotating more than 40 songs.
Brilliant.
During the shows, you know, so it's never the same show twice. I think that the buzz, as I say, I think the buzz is maybe even greater than it was in the early days.
That's brilliant, stoic stuff. Local listeners can catch the Proclaimers. The closest thing I think playing to us is June the 7th. They're playing at South End Cliffs Pavilion, and you kick off your tour on the 21st of May at Kelso Tate Hall. And of course you're booked for Tea in the Park this year again as well. How does it feel playing to a festival crowd? Do you prefer festivals, or is it your own shows you really like?
I have no preference, that's the honest truth. I think
mm-hmm.
I think playing festivals, we've done so many in the last 15 years or so, I think that brings you a new audience, you know. It gets you across to people who are there for the festival, you know.
Yeah.
They're not there to see you. It's a great way to get across to people. But I have no preference between small venues, festivals, arenas, theatres, clubs. It doesn't really bother me. I think as long as you think you know you're communicating with the audience, you can hear yourself properly, then I'm quite happy.
That's it. Do you still go out to play any sort of like local open mics or anything like that, or folk clubs? I'm a big folk club fan myself.
So we've done We've done a couple of tours in the United States in the last few years, just Charlie and me, you know, playing acoustic venues, and that's been enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think we'll go back to the States next year, and I think probably this time we'll go with a band, you know. But we do acoustic stuff, and that it's still good.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, we're going to play the new single, You Built Me Up. This is from The Proclaimers' 10th studio album. Craig, thanks so much for getting in touch with us today. And best of luck on your tour. Local listeners can catch you on the 7th of June at Southend Cliffs Pavilion. This is You Built Me Up from The Proclaimers. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
Sounds so fresh and new. That's from The Proclaimers. That's You Built Me Up from their 10th studio album. We just had Craig on chatting from up. It's nearly out of time for me. Nearly time for me to say goodbye. Bob Simpson.